Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. We're going to introduce a new book today, the book of Jeremiah. And to give a general background introduction to the book of Jeremiah. So this entire session will be concerned with introducing that book. Now, of course, the traditional author of Jeremiah is the prophet Jeremiah. He appears in the first chapter as the leading character, the most important central character. But there's an unusual twist to the authorship of Jeremiah. Throughout the course of the book, there's another man named Baruch, the son of Neriah, who was apparently Jeremiah's scribe. So, for example, Jeremiah 36, verse 4 says, Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and while Jeremiah dictated all the words that the Lord had spoken to him, Baruch wrote them on the scroll. So there's several references to this type of relationship between Jeremiah and Baruch. Therefore, we don't know how much of Jeremiah was penned by the man Jeremiah himself or the scribe Baruch, but in either case, these are the prophecies of Jeremiah as penned by him himself or by his scribe. Now, the period of time that Jeremiah prophesied covered about 40 years. He was a prophet from about 626 B.C. to somewhere around 586, even as late as 581 B.C. So therefore, he was prophesying in the midst of the rise of Babylon and the Babylonian conquest. He was a contemporary of Daniel. Jeremiah was stationed within the city of Jerusalem. Daniel, of course, was in Nebuchadnezzar's court and then later in the courts of the Persian kings. And there was another prophet who prophesied in this period of time, Ezekiel. So Ezekiel was among the refugees from Israel that the Babylonians had taken to the country, but he wasn't with Daniel. So three of the greatest prophets who ever lived, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel, were all prophesying in basically the same period of time, and they were prophesying about many of the same events from different perspectives. Once again, Jeremiah was inside of Jerusalem while it was under siege from the Babylonians. Daniel was taken captive to the court of Nebuchadnezzar, and Ezekiel lived among the refugees in Babylon. And they all three were very, very important prophetic voices. The original recipients of the book of Jeremiah were the Jews who were living in Jerusalem. Now, this is expanded as the book progresses to prophetic words that were given to various nations and were sometimes circulated in other nations, including Babylon. But his primary ministry was to the Jews who were living in Jerusalem facing destruction from Babylon. It's a historical narrative and prophecy. There is a lot of historical detail concerning the times in which Jeremiah lived. So we'll look into those. Jeremiah lived and ministered in Jerusalem from about 100 years after the time of the prophet Isaiah. He prophesied that the Lord would allow Judah to be conquered by Babylon and carried into exile and captivity if they didn't repent and turn toward God. So much of his ministry involved calls to repentance initially. His words of warning went unheeded, and these events of the Babylonian conquest came to pass. The people didn't believe Jeremiah's words of warning until they were proven true by the destruction of Jerusalem. And so there was no reward in this, if you follow, friends. They didn't listen to him, and sadly, he got to see the destruction he had prophesied come to pass, and the people that he loved were destroyed. The city that he loved was destroyed. He also told Babylon and the other nations that God had used them to judge Israel, but they too would one day be judged for the harsh treatment of God's people. Like his predecessor, Isaiah, Jeremiah gave the people many words of hope concerning their future Messiah. And Jeremiah is also credited with writing another book that we'll get to immediately following the book of Jeremiah called Lamentations. Now, this book is not written in chronological order, but I want to give you a general timeline. Jeremiah was a young priest of about 24 years of age when he began his prophetic ministry. He started off his ministry somewhere around 627 BC, and as I mentioned, it lasted as late as 586 or even 581 BC, so approximately 40 years. Assyria had already conquered Israel in 722 BC, and it had influenced Judah since that time. King Josiah was the king in power when Jeremiah came to his prophetic office. So you may recall that Josiah brought revival to Judah around 621 BC, shortly after Jeremiah's ministry began, and it continued for some time until Josiah was killed in a battle with Egypt around 609 BC. Josiah's son Jehoahaz ruled as a king for 90 days. Jeremiah served under Jehoahaz. Josiah's other son, Jehoiakim, was installed by Egypt as a puppet king. And then later, Judah fell to Babylon in three stages with various puppet kings being installed. Now, Jeremiah, one last thing before we close this introduction. Jeremiah gives the clearest Old Testament prophecy concerning the new covenant. I'm going to be reading the book of Jeremiah in the New International Version, as I always do, but I want to read a quote from the King James Version of Jeremiah 31, verse 31 through 34. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel." So there's that term, new covenant. "And with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband to them, says the Lord." So this reference to God seeing himself as the husband of Israel is prominent in the prophet's book. And we'll look at various instances where he refers to their relationship and Israel's behavior as being adulterous, like a marital infidelity. Continuing in Jeremiah 31, verse 33, "This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inner parts and write in their hearts. They will be my people, and I will be their God. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." So a powerful prophetic promise, and we'll go into this in some depth when we get to chapter 31. But as I said, it certainly was a very important passage, and I wanted to mention it right here at the introduction. Now, as I'm wrapping up and before I pray, I just want to point out something obvious for you to consider as we're going through the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. He spent his life telling people the truth about what God was saying, and nobody believed him. He lived in the midst of people that were related to him in various ways, but they were all Jews, and he loved them very much. He tried to share the truth with them, and yet it was a thankless ministry with very, very few people coming to the realization that Jeremiah was telling them the truth. So imagine yourself living in our culture, wherever you live, telling people about the Lord, sharing your faith in Jesus, and everybody around you scoffing, and all the while you were warning them about the judgment to come. There was nobody that responded to speak of, and yet when judgment came, you were not happy to be vindicated. You were crushed in an additionally painful way that your prophecy had actually come to pass. Now, this was Jeremiah's life, and it is always before me when I read the book of Jeremiah. This life, friends, did not hold much blessing for Jeremiah. However, for almost 3,000 years, Jeremiah has not only been vindicated, Jeremiah has been acclaimed as one of the greatest prophetic people who ever lived on the planet and one of the greatest lovers of God who ever had the privilege to speak for him. And so in the days of his flesh, he didn't have much joy, pleasure, relaxation, and so forth. But for all of eternity, Jeremiah will be an overcoming victor who will celebrate the goodness of God for all of the endless ages to come. And so let's pray. Lord, we pray that we might be found faithful as Jeremiah was found faithful. Lord, it sometimes seems difficult to be in a culture that doesn't want to hear about God and godliness, and yet we're called to it just as Jeremiah was called. He uniquely was a voice in his generation, Lord. We collectively are voices of speaking life in our generation. May we not hold back, Lord. May we share the truth whenever opportunity arises. And Lord, no matter what the response of the people is, may we be diligent in sharing the Great Commission, the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we go and share the gospel with everyone we encounter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.